Shvi'as Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 8:11. We've learned a number of times that when it comes to the produce from the Shemitah year, there are a number of restrictions. It can be used essentially only for achila, consumption, which would include drinking or even anointing, but certainly not burning it, we said. You can't burn it for the sake of heating something else up, because there the benefit that you're getting is not concurrent with the consumption. That is to say, for example, here in our Mishnah, it says merchatz if you have a bathhouse. So think of a bathtub, for example. Shesikua b'teven o b'kash shel shvias, that was heated up by the burning of straw or stubble that had kedusha shvias. So that straw has kedusha because why? It's animal food. And the growths from Shemitah that are suitable for consumption by animals also has kedusha shvias and has the restrictions. So one couldn't burn and waste straw, etc., because it's animal food, and it's not considered to be a legitimate use of achila, of consumption, by burning it, because that's a two-step process. First, the straw gets burned, and then that deploys heat, which warms up the bathtub, and then you get the benefit from a warm bathtub, which is, you know, separate, not simultaneous, from the destruction of the straw. That being the case, it's forbidden. But if one did the avera of burning kedusha shvias straw, still mutter lirchotz ba, it's still permissible to take a bath now in that hot water. That is to say, you've derived benefit from the straw illegally, and that was a no-no. And in fact, as we saw in previous Mishnahs, Chazon Ish paskens explicitly, you'll have to yochel kenegdan if you consumed, you know, you burned 2 shekels worth of straw, you'll have to buy 2 shekels worth of other food and eat it with all the requirements of Shemitah. Nevertheless, actually bathing in the water is not forbidden. One could do it. That said, im mischashev hu, if, according to the Bartanura, if he is a chashev person, he's an important person, that is to say that other people will see what he does and they will look at him as a paradigm and they will emulate him. They'll copy his behavior. So if that's the case, so then he should hold himself to a higher standard. This is a general point, a general principle. A person who is a person of status in the community has to really hold himself to a higher standard, and simply doing what's technically mutar is not good enough. It's not good enough. You have to set an example. And that being the case, harehu lo yirchutz. That being the case, such a person should not bathe in that water. He should refrain to set an example to show people that in general this is not appropriate, and he holds himself to a higher standard, and they ought to also. The Rambam has a slightly different take on this part. He holds mischashev if he is a person who would be valued. That is to say, in the bathhouses, they would also burn other things like incense and so on. And that might cause them to do even more destruction of Shemitah produce, which would be further usher. And that was, I guess, common practice in the merchatz and the bathhouse, according to the Rambam. So that's his pshat here, that he should refrain lest more takala, bad things happen through his taking a bath. Either way, that's the halacha lemaisa, is that a person, of course, may not use Shemitah produce in a non-consumptive, direct benefit while you consume it away. As I said before, if you do, you have to yochel kenegdan. The halacha focuses a good amount on heating an oven, not a bath, but an oven. And there the Rambam paskens la halacha, that you actually have to wait for the oven to cool down again before using it. The Chazon Ish argues that it's distinct. That's different than this Mishnah, because of the heat is that you're benefiting from is directly heat from the consumption of the burning of the straw, etc. Whereas the case in our Mishnah, it's two steps. It's first you're heating water, and then you're getting benefit from the water, not from the heat directly. And therefore, the psak in our Mishnah is a little more lenient, which says after the fact, you don't need to wait for the water to cool down before reheating it to take a bath.